This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to episode 243 of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, Mr. Prime in the building, and Chris Malley tonight. Obviously, you know, the Eagles aren't doing so hot. At this point in time, some people might have thought we had more wins at the link, but at this present time, it's November 8th, and the Eagles have not yet to win at the link. Let me repeat. It's November 8th, and the Eagles have not recorded a home win. You can look at Eagles fans in the face after they leave a game and they catch an L is one thing. If you see that four times in a row, there's a kind of – the people are just shuffling out of the stadium. People didn't have to say it. You could feel it. Overall, it's – they fought. You fight, Eagles fight. You saw that fight in the end. You wish the defense could have slowed down the Chargers. The Chargers scored on every possession in the second half. Let me repeat. The Chargers scored on every possession in the second half. Again, we saw some anticipatory throws from Jalen Hurts, a positive. We saw the run game. How many runs did we have? We saw some progression in some parts, but again, the same – you know, penalties have reared their ugly head. Barnett, Prime's guy. But I mean, overall, I mean, I'm going to give a shout out to the people who came to the tailgate. They had a good time. That was the precursor. I thought we had a great showing. A lot of people had a good time, and we appreciate you guys showing up. But for right now, that's the only thing I have to hold my hat up to, because the Eagles got me down like no other. One of y'all is going to have to bring me up.
I think I'm going to have to be the guy that does it, because quite frankly, it's a bunch of miserables up in this chat right now. Everyone is so upset, so bitter. Like, this is one of those things that I've kind of been echoing for weeks and weeks and weeks, is this, that we're not overall a good football team. Obviously, we want to come into a new week. We want to go against the Chargers and have our minds changed about what this team actually is. But in reality, is that this is a young, growing football team. The Chargers, I knew that they had a strong offense coming into this game. I knew in order to keep up with them, we were going to have to put some points on the board. And quite frankly, walking away from that game, there's obviously some things that we need to work on, but my main takeaway was that we almost kept up with the Chargers. I know that's not what everybody wants to hear after that game yesterday, but I think that offensively, the game plan, I actually liked the game plan yesterday. I'm not sure about you guys, but offensively, I liked the game plan. We went run heavy, which is exactly what this offense needs to do. I feel like we're finally finding the identity of this offense, and that is through the ground game. And just, you know, looking at Jalen Hurts, he only had to throw the ball 17 times yesterday. That is the key to success, I believe, for our offense. On the other side of the ball, obviously, things need to be worked on. This defense is straight up embarrassing. This is now the second time, I believe, this season that we've played an opponent and they haven't punted. I don't think the Chargers punted all day yesterday. Correct me if I am wrong, but I don't believe they punted all day yesterday. I know we had a game like that earlier in the season this year. That's embarrassing. If you are unable to stop a team from marching down the field on you, it's bad. And just looking at Justin Herbert, like another quarterback that's putting up ridiculous numbers, ridiculous completion percentage against us. The dude was 32 for 38. For as highly as we talk about our corners, Darius Slay, everybody, like this secondary, these safeties, they need some help, man. So this defense, we're a long ways away. But like I said, this is a mediocre team, man. This is the results of a mediocre team. It's all can be.
Yeah, I agree, man. I mean, the game plan definitely was different from what we were accustomed to seeing the previous weeks. We went from 5 rushing attempts to 39 for 176 yards. The rushing game is definitely spark in the offense. We saw Byron Scott. I mean, we saw Scott. We saw Howard yesterday doing their thing. I mean, these guys are hungry. I was telling that to Gail while we were watching the game. Like, these dudes, they're rushing like they're hungry, man. Like, they're out here to prove a point. And they did. I mean, it's just to go ahead and let, you know, the fans and the coaching staff know that, hey, listen, we can run the ball. You know, you guys got, you know, players on this team that could go ahead and do it. So utilize it. And they did. They've been doing that a whole lot lately. But, again, it was just another game that we just fell short. Not every play was the greatest play. Their scheme and everything was a whole lot better than what it has been. We were watching Jalen. You know, we saw that there were some plays that we felt that he could have made, better throws. Definitely still has that bad habit of looking at receiver down. It's killing me. I mean, it was getting frustrating. I was definitely hoping that we would have capitalized on that one play before the half, and that was that that pass to Devontae that ended up going wide right. If he would have caught that pass before the half, I mean, the outcome of the game probably would have been different. I agree with you, Evan. I mean, just the fact that we ended up keeping up with that offense. I'm not sure if their game plan was to go ahead and not punt, because it, being there, we saw that their punter seemed like he had a little problem. Mm. Right before they went into the locker room at halftime, he actually stayed out in the field and was trying some punt attempts, and it doesn't look like he was getting the greatest out of it. So I think that's the reason why they ended up going for a lot of the fourth down.
I think they might hate their kickers and punters more than our fan base hates ours, man. I'm a big believer in the punters and kickers are people too, but like every time that those guys are supposed to step on the field, they're like, you know what? We're just going to go for it.
But you know what? At the same time, you could be right. I mean, they're probably like, hey, we're playing against the Eagles. Their defense sucks. We could go ahead and get these, you know, fourth down conversions. Everybody else is doing it. Why not? And that was just the thing. Like, Gail, I hate to say this, man. I didn't even mention this to you last night, but being there and then for every third down or fourth down conversion that was coming our way, bro, you saw me. I was sitting down because it was like, they're going to get it. They're going to go ahead and convert. Like, there's no reason to get all hyped up. I tried.
I really seen you. Did. I was like,
I started banging on the seats, like just trying to force myself to get in there. But man, it was just like, nah,
let's give credit where credit's due, though. I mean, with the exception of the final two fourth down conversions of the game, the Eagles were able to stuff them a few times on fourth down. So, I mean, there was that. It's not like it was completely non-existent. There was some defensive stops, some big defensive stops that occurred in the game. Just not at the right times.
Yeah, and that's just the thing. It just wasn't at the right times, man. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Hey, look, at the end of the day, it is what it is. We still got a long way to go.
Yeah. I mean, first off, shout out to everyone in the chat to spend their miserable Monday nights with us and talk about the birds. I mean, we're one of a kind. And shout out you guys and everyone that stopped by the tailgate. It was the best tailgate of the year. I feel like we're going to keep saying that for every weekend because everyone keeps coming out. It's a great time. And that's honestly getting us through the season. The tailgates have been amazing. I know you guys have been enjoying the trips even – because we actually have been winning on the road rather than winning at home. So you guys have been able to see some of the wins. But overall, though, it's just extremely frustrating. I mean, we have one of the most expensive defensive lines, and they're getting little to no pressure throughout the year, and they were not getting anything yesterday. And if your quarterback is slumping, just like Justin Herbert has been the last couple weeks, you're really happy when you see that the Eagles are next on the schedule, because Mahomes has been not himself this year but lit us up. Herbert has had a couple down weeks and then lit us up. There's now 5 quarterbacks that have thrown over 80% completion on us. that is absolutely despicable, especially because a lot of them have happened at home. And it's just really frustrating, though. I mean, if you want to bet on something, bet on Derek Barnett making you go absolutely crazy. Yeah, exactly. The offsides is crazy. I mean, you see Fletcher Cox and Josh Sweat on the ground every time he goes offsides, and they're about to, like, cry because these guys are playing their hearts out. But the big thing, like, thank God that we have these vets here, because if these vets aren't here to keep the young core and the young coaching staff together, this would be an even more of a crap show if we didn't have the vets like Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, even not even playing. You saw the speech that he gave a couple weeks ago. Like, they're the glue. So I'm really concerned about when Kelsey possibly retires this offseason, and we almost dealt Fletcher Cox last week. And it's just frustrating because you're going to wonder what's going to happen to this team, because you lose Zach Ertz midseason and you're just worried about the core of the team. But overall, though, again, I posted this earlier. It took a little while for Jalen Hurts to get going again. That's kind of been the whole season. It's been like that. But once he got going, it's really just his mechanics and footwork. Like, when he missed Devontae Smith in the back left part of the end zone, he had his happy feet again, and he just nosedived the ball into the ground. But when he threw the ball to Devontae in the middle of the field for the touchdown, he was strong in the pocket and perfect mechanics, and to deliver a strike right in the middle of the field, which he's been having trouble with this season. So it's really good to see that growth. But overall, though, it's very frustrating, because it's like, when the defense is playing good, like, the offense is stale, and then we're leaving them on the field for a long time. But overall, though, if you see the issues with this team, I mean, linebacker play, no pressure, and Jonathan Gannon just, like, not knowing when to dial up pressure to help out the front four when they're not getting anything. But overall, though, it's just another miserable experience, because you see what happens. Like, Dallas lost yesterday, so this would have been a huge home win for us, and it could have really projected us through the back end of the schedule, because you have Denver, and then the back end of the schedule is, like, quote-unquote joke with teams with strength of schedule. I mean, you have the Jets, and then you have the NFC East. Like, these are winnable games. Like, you're competing in these games, and that's why it's so frustrating when you lose at the last second field goal to a team like LA, even when you're giving Justin Herbert 400 plus passing yards. So, I mean, overall, boys, like, you know how frustrated we are, but I mean, we got to keep going, man. Got to keep planting the roots, you know what I mean? Watering the flowers and see what happens.
I mean, I was saying to someone, they were going to bring a sign to the next Saints game. I think it was Jacob, I believe. And he was saying, you got to help me out with a sign. I can't figure out which one. I said, maybe the flowers need water. Maybe that. Maybe they need some water. Or maybe some milk. They might need some milk. There's that meme out there where the guy sit in front of like a bunch of wires, and he's got his hands on his hips, and he's just looking at it. I mean, that's how I feel about the Eagles, because there's so many little things need to be tweaked, and you're trying to figure out what is the next thing that needs to be tweaked with this team. You're like, 1 minute you got the team not even running the football.
Yeah.
Next you have your safeties in China. All the way, you have your linebackers who aren't filling, or you have your cornerbacks playing soft, and or your defensive line, like, firing at all cylinders, and then you have your defensive line not showing up. So every week there's always one part of the team that is quite not there and missing.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because that was literally going to be my next point. Is that, like, I feel like when we started this season off, one of the really big strengths that I think we could look at that was on this team is this defensive line, specifically the interior of the defensive line with Fletcher Cox and Javon Hargrave. What has been going on, guys? Like, we have not been able to get any sort of interior pressure going at all. And I know I keep on, like, kind of been re-saying this point for weeks and weeks and weeks, but it really feels like ever since Brandon Graham has been taken out of this defensive line, it's just been completely, it's got no depth whatsoever, man. Javon Hargrave and Fletcher Cox aren't able to get it done by themselves in the middle, unfortunately, is what it's looking like.
And it's crazy that it's even at that point. You would think that, you know what I mean, the fact that we lost one of our team, well, they lost their teammate, you know what I mean, due to injury and everything, that would be like that booster to go out there and be like, hey, man, this is for BG, you know what I mean? Like, I know we're missing him and everything, but we're going to go out there and bust our ass to get the – yo, yesterday being there, Ev, like, bro – I was getting mad. Like, there was no type of pressure whatsoever, yeah. man. None.
Yep. He didn't get hit once.
Not once. And I don't even understand. I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't, man.
TJ Edwards, he was plugging holes out there, but one man can't get the job done.
We don't got you know, enough TJ Edwards on the field to go ahead and make these plays.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole idea of Eagles defense has always been like a thing. Even, you know, back to the days of Kelly Green. Like, I get it. Yeah, but I don't need to have Reggie, or I just need to have some. I'm gonna take your lunch. I want you to take his soul. I need some take your spike. Amazing. Take his soul. Diane Dawkins is gonna take your soul. Like, I need someone on that defense to take someone's soul week in and week out. Somebody, just an enforcer. Like, you know, I get it.
Personalities don't just grow on trees, though. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about someone. Like, we need someone with the mentality of a Brian Dawkins. Yeah. Like, every team in the league would like something like that. That the reason he's in the Hall of Fame is because he was that unique in how he played. And
who's who's the hype man on the sideline? I was asking Gail this yesterday.
I saw it today.
For every play that the guys are down on the ground or somebody gets hit out of bounds, he's that guy to pick them up, clap his hands, whatever, hype these guys up. Who's that hype guy? Because whoever he is, he needs to get replaced. He needs to get replaced because it's not working. Mm-hmm. All right. It is not.
There's
working.
No juice on this team whatsoever.
Yeah. They're paying that man to be the hype man. Yo, listen, let me fill out the app. I will replace him in a heartbeat.
Please. And it's so frustrating, though, with this team, though, because in regards to the direction, is because you already have Chris Mortensen, Adam Schefter, and Ian Rappaport saying that, like, it's like, oh, yeah, like the Eagles have all these picks. Well, they're trying to go get another quarterback already. And it's just like, well, we need help on defense. Yes. We're gonna have to replace some of the linemen on the offensive line. And it's so frustrating because, like, you think about these picks and you're like, yeah, like, we have these picks, but it's like, but Howie's making these picks, and that makes you nervous. And then on top of that, they're talking about already trading these picks for Russell Wilson. Even there's been rumors about Deshaun Watson, but he doesn't want to come here. So it's just like, there's all sorts of worries as an Eagles fan, and then you're just like, we're in the middle of the season, and it's just like, you're already worried about, like, all these picks and, like, how they're going to use them, because other than quarterback, this draft is loaded. Like, there are generational guys at cornerback. There are generational guys at safety. Like, Kyle Hamilton, he is going to change the NFL landscape at safety. Like, and the Eagles are going to be in position to get him with either our pick or the Miami pick. And, like, you're like, please, please keep that pick, because what's up, Prime?
Well, Chris, help me understand this. All right. I feel you. We got the picks to go ahead and go get these players, but I think we need to focus on who's going to teach these players to go ahead and play the position the right way. We could easily bring anybody in here, but if we're going to go with the same scheme, bro, it's going to be a waste of talent.
I agree.
They just focus on really bringing that structured defensive coordinator in here, and get these guys in the right. You know, straighten them out, because right now Gannon is not that dude. Gannon's not that dude.
It's funny too, because I remember the conversation prior to the season was that he was going to be a one and done defensive coordinator, and then he was going to be the hot ticket item for head coaches this next season. I think we might be all right with retaining him.
But the other thing I'm trying to think of is when I'm looking at this defense, like, you remember in previous years, I'm like, hey, our security system, we got the front seven figured out, but we got our side doors open with the cornerbacks. Yep. We went from the cornerback position being our side doors are open. Now the top floor window is open. The whole middle of the field is open. Mm-hmm. And I said it like weeks ago when I said this defense, I mean, it's like, it is like 7-Eleven, because it's always open. And we're seeing that every single quarterback, any good quarterback, accurate, intelligent, football IQ, has figured out this defense. Now, also something we have to figure out is that this defense is lacking playmakers. And you could sit here and, like, all right, it is what is. Like, you can't just say, like, I don't know why they're not, because they're not. They're not the guys. Like, right. So you're going to have to bring guys in here to figure this stuff out. And, it, like, as much as we say scheme also, but any tight end is eating, flourishing. You know, yeah. We know we need some safety. We need some linebacker. If we need, like, at the end of the day, you're going to have to start thinking, like, all right, they're not who we thought they are.
Who did we think they were, though? I mean, we went into the season. Our linebackers are trash.
I'm not saying linebackers, but the defensive line, we thought we'd get more out of this defensive line.
We're going to have to start bringing receipts out.
No, but we finally had these cornerbacks, though, that are solid, and it just shows you, because, like, when we had, like, Jalen Mills, people are like, oh my Lord, like, what's going on? But this is the same thing. Like, we're not getting pressure. Like, Darius Slay and Steven Nelson cannot chase these guys around the entire night when there's no pressure. Herbert is staying back there for 4 or 5 seconds. People are going to get open. It's the NFL. It's like, imagine chasing these guys around for 60 minutes. And, like, you don't know where the receivers are going. And with the rules now, it's almost impossible not to get a pass interference sometimes. Like, yeah, with the Mike Williams bomb, Justin Herbert threw a perfect ball. Darius Slay was literally holding on to him, and he still caught the ball. Like, it's like one of those things where it's just like, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are two of the better wide receivers in the league. You need to get pressure, or you need to send a blitz in, because that guy is just standing back there. And Justin Herbert won Rookie of the Year for a reason. He had a prolific rookie season. He's a great quarterback, and he was slumping until he played us because he was just standing back there. He's like, wow, this is fun. And he was just throwing the ball all over the place, because the defense, for the most part, actually stopped Austin Eckler. They did a really good job throwing the hole for him.
No doubt.
But they were running through the air on us, though, because Dylan Guyton's getting first downs.
Yeah. You brought up some good points, though. Don't get me wrong. Like, I mean, you mentioned way earlier, any quarterback that comes in here, man, is going to go ahead and light it up. Gale is right with Gale saying. I mean, that middle is open 24/7. We go back to that Tampa Bay game. Tom Brady was killing us. All plays literally were in the middle. All right. And then another point you brought out, right? If we don't have no pressure, yesterday, all I kept on telling Gale was like, yo, man, Slay is going to get lit up. On social media, they're going to kill him. But I mean, damn, at the end of the day, I would love to see somebody else go out there and play that position. They can only hold that player to an extent. If there's no pressure from that line, yeah, man, those guys are going to go ahead and get open.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, yep. I mean, you can't put it all on Slay and Nelson. They did their part. They shut them down when they were supposed to go ahead and shut them down, expecting their line to do their part. But, I mean, we're talking about one, I think I saw somebody say one of the highest paid out of the team is the linemen, and they're not even showing. They're not even showing, you know, that they're worth that money. Fletcher Cox, Hargrove, like, I mean, come on, Sweat. Yo, Barnett, like, dude, you know I can't stand that dude. I can't stand it. And the minute that penalty came yesterday, I was ready to fucking go crazy. Like,
man, it's always him. It's always him.
Always, I mean,
I did want to give a shout out to Moira, Moira was at, you know, at the tailgate, but she ended up being
right behind
me in prime. At the game.
No shit.
Yeah.
We're like, we know you. So I mean, it was good to see her. But
by all means, Maura, don't ever hold back. Be yourself. Let it all out, because then that'll let me get all crazy. Let the F bombs drop.
Now Maura brings up a point. I've seen this couple in the comments. Like, let's see.
Yes.
Barnett is Gale's guy, right? Yeah, the 25th guy on the roster. Okay, that's not even starting. It's not even starting.
Would you like to say something to Soko? Because if I ever bring up this point, you tell me about the secondary pressures that he gets.
Can I finish my point? Can I finish my point about Maura, what Maura was saying? Yeah. We're talking about Russell Wilson. Like, I've seen a lot of people in the comments. First off, fuck y'all. First of all, I'm gonna say it. Fuck y'all.
Whoa.
I'm gonna say Jerry Ball even. I'm gonna say Jerry Ball said it. I mean, if you got Fletcher Cox doing stuff he's not wanting to do, I mean, he's got to catch, and that's what at this point in time, and now they were trying to trade him last week. You think he's feeling great about himself? No. First of all, Barnett is not my guy. Josh Sweat is my guy. Now, third of all, Russell Wilson. It's a comment that's being brought up in this chat here. The problem is, does this team want to wait for the development of Jalen Hurts, or are they impatient and going to pull a trigger and pull the plug on Jalen Hurts, on a guy who's he's trying to develop around here? But does this franchise want to actually develop him and wait? It's a good question.
Howie Roseman was someone that came to your guys' life in the middle of it. I was born in it. I was grown by it. I know how this guy operates, okay? He is impatient. He loves to make a big splash move, and this all adds up to Russell Wilson coming here next year if he can make it happen. And to be honest with you, as a guy who has been sitting here on my soapbox every week preaching about how we need to give Jalen Hurts the whole year, we need to give him the whole year, yada, 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 I still stand by that. But you know what? Next season is not this year. And if Russell Wilson has any sort of little small interest in coming to Philadelphia, get his ass here. I don't care if, quite frankly, I don't care if Jalen Hurts completely turns it around right now. Russell Wilson is a proven elite quarterback in this league, and he would obviously help our team. A franchise quarterback is the key to success in this league. It's the number one building block you need, and Russell Wilson is that.
I mean, it's the reality. When we shout out to Jason Levant,
draft Wentz years ago? That's the past. The past is the past. Sorry.
It was the same reason. They didn't have no patience for Wentz. Yeah. So what did they do? They went and drafted Jalen right under all of our skins. All right. And surprised all of us with the pick. But now we see why. So don't be surprised. Like Evan said, Russell, hey, might be here next year.
Me and Prime got a tour of the stadium, and Jason Levant was our tour guide. The nuggets that he was dropping I was just listening to everything, soaking it all in and trying to like, hey, what are you saying that you're not saying on the podcast? I'm going to ask you whatever, but you know, just, I'm not going to throw him under the, but a comment that he said, I was just like, what do you think we should do at quarterback? Do you wait for Jalen? Or he's like, you make the move for Russell Wilson. Like it's at the end of the day, you know, that it's QB factory over here, and I don't think they have time to wait. And does Lurie want to see 30 plus rushes game, or he wants to put fly high in air tech? I don't know.
We're rushing. I'll do 30.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
But will Lurie take it is the question, or Howie or whatever. Like, I don't know, dude.
Able to get any sort of reading on, I guess he really wouldn't give it away, but like how long Howie's leash is right here in 2021? Did Avant go into like, you think if he missed
let me tell you something about Jason though. He's real. All right. No, he won't hold back. He'll let it be known. Mm-hmm. But nah, that question never got brought up. I mean, Gail, we started talking about the fact that, you know, I mean, can we look at Russell or Aaron Rodgers or one of those high quarterbacks being here next year? But then he also brought up a good point, and Gail chimed in on it. You know, I mean, we got to get ourselves right now, not in the quarterback positions, but everything that surrounds a quarterback that's going to make that quarterback. We got to get those things in order to go ahead and maybe convince one of those top elite quarterbacks that are still out there to come here next year and be that
dude. And that leads into something big, Prime. Do the Eagles and Howie Roseman at 4 p.m. tomorrow go after Odell Beckham Jr. to try to attract a quarterback here or help Jalen out? Because there's been a lot of talk on the timeline. Like, and I posted this and I said, don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that the Eagles should go get Odell Beckham Jr., but I said, regardless of what you think, Howie Roseman is Mr. Splash Move. That's always been what he's been about. He always is trying to do something. He's always on the phone. Them getting Odell Beckham Jr. and saying, hey, we understand the position that this team is in, but you get to play the Giants twice. We're going to have over $40 million in cap space. Right now we have two and probably three first-round picks. Him and Jalen would get along tremendously. Regardless if Jalen's going to be here next year, Jalen gets along with everyone. Jalen's a great guy. He's a leader, and it's the kind of culture difference that he would want from Baker Mayfield, who's dancing and doing all the State Farm bullshit commercials. He'd rather be with Jalen than Baker Mayfield. I know that Baker Mayfield had a good game yesterday, but it just makes you wonder, though, like, are they going to do it tomorrow? Because are they going to try to attract a quarterback here with that? Like, hey, we have the Heisman Trophy winning wide receiver in Devontae Smith. We have Dallas Goedert. You have Miles Sanders. You have one of the best lines in the NFL. And now we have Odell Beckham Jr. So just want to hear your thoughts on that, guys. I mean, we're less than 24 hours away from figuring out where Odell Beckham Jr. goes.
Yeah, 100%. Gail, did you want to touch on that first? Or
Go ahead. I'll let you.
I was actually
bringing up the graphic.
I'm all in on Odell Beckham. I mean, we were sitting here a couple months ago with the rise of Quez Watkins, and we had this picture made here of Nest Row. I got to be honest with you. There's one player on this entire picture that I cannot see us getting rid of. You know what I mean? Like, Devontae Smith is the only must keep guy that's in this entire picture. And I had that realization yesterday as I was watching Devontae Smith. He was balling out, obviously. I mean, he had what, 5 for 116 yesterday and a touchdown. I realized yesterday, I was like, that is a legit wide receiver. He is really our only legit option at wide receiver as far as consistency is concerned. You bring Odell Beckham in here to play on the opposite side of Devontae Smith, that opens an entire other level of this offense. And I know that he was not the same Odell in Cleveland than he was in New York of years past. But honestly, I think that was the symptoms of him just being in the wrong system, bad chemistry on that team. I think that Odell Beckham could definitely have a resurgence here. And I think that he could help us out enormously. I would love to get him in this picture of Nest Row.
Replace one of those picks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think OBJ. I mean, obviously, you know how I feel about OBJ in the terms of he ran me off the road when he was a rookie. I figured out who he was from watching an NFL Network segment because of his license plate. It said "Ooh yeah," and then I realized that he lives in my neighborhood, and then he actually lived down the block from me. So,
wow.
And then I used to go to Giants training camp to see how he was in practice, and then I've never seen what he did in practice at any football practice I played in years of playing football. But all that being said, is OBJ the same guy he was as a young player? Probably not. Has he learned some, maybe a little bit? I mean, maybe he got LeBron to throw him a bone on Twitter. Maybe he has dad throw him a bone on there. I get it. I wouldn't mind. I almost want to see more chaos because the season's shitty enough.
Well, I think that the thought process shouldn't necessarily be, is Odell Beckham the same Odell Beckham that he was in the Giants? I think the question should be, is he a better option than Jalen Reagor, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside? We know the answer to that question. And Quez Watkins. He's a better option than all three of those guys. Current day.
Banged up. Injury history, ACL, ankle.
He's still a better
option. He's had some injuries, hamstring issues.
What's JJ's excuse?
He's not holding the umbrella right.
He's not holding the umbrella. He's an instant upgrade at wide receiver.
I mean, I'm just like, hey, at this point in time, I would like to see what, if we're talking about the development of Jalen Hurts, right? Put some competent wide receivers, like a veteran guy who has shown to make plays. Again, it's not my money. It's the Eagles' money. I mean, at this point in time, you know, and we did hear, shout out to Tim, his guy who's actually he was saying that the Eagles would probably claim OBJ.
They got some teams
there
to get past, though.
Yeah. That's what happened,
if
though.
If he lasted to eight.
Four teams are already out on him. And then only one team left that can afford him without making a move is left, though, because New York's out, Houston's out, Jaguars are out, and they're one of the teams that we're getting. The only team left that could get him and afford him is Washington. But one thing that we talk about, like, I am in total agreement that J-Jaw, Reagor, Quez, they've all been pretty disappointing. I mean, Quez has been the better of the three. That being said, though, even Devontae Smith has had his down games, but it's not his fault, because, guys, we're at these games. I mean, like, we have front row seats to all this, and we've been watching film. Like, the guys are open, and we know we need Jalen to step up and get them the ball, because there are a lot of games where we're there and we're like, how come Devontae Smith's not getting the ball? Throws behind him, throws above him, or just not getting targets at all. And that's why it was so good to see a couple of the games, like the Atlanta game we saw last night, like Jalen to Devontae, you saw the chemistry building. But it's all about finding that consistency, because there have been games when you're like, how is this guy not getting the ball? Because Devontae Smith is open almost every single play. So it makes you wonder, because you have to put context into it. Like, is it more the receivers, or is it more than Jalen, or is it just them just not finding each other? Because we're at the games and like everyone's like yelling at Sirianni about throwing the ball a lot, but plays are there to be made. I feel like all four of us can agree with that. And it like it's all about Jalen progressing through everything, becoming more mature as a quarterback. But that's the thing, though. We knew that this year was going to be a growing process, and we're thinking, like, does adding Odell Beckham Jr. help with that? Because I know that people see him as like a locker room cancer, and it's hard to argue with that when you see that he left New York and then the way he got himself out of Cleveland. But then you have all his teammates in Cleveland being vocal on the internet or in interviews saying, like, he was the first guy that took me under his wing. Anthony Schwartz, the rookie from Auburn, said, like, all the stuff that's coming out about Odell Beckham's not true. Like, he was the first guy that gave me his number, came up to my locker and said, you need anything, I got you. You want to work on routes, I got you. So I'm interested to see what would happen. I mean, if he's really looking for a fresh start, and not even saying he's going to come here, but I feel like he's a guy that he knows he needs. This is his shot. You know what I mean? Because everyone was worried about Antonio Brown and casting him out because of everything going on with him. I mean, dude, he's yelling.
He's killing it.
He's yelling like, I'm free in the backyard running around. But then look what he did to us. You know what I mean? Like, no one's complaining about a 30-plus-year-old wide receiver and Antonio Brown lighting it up with Tampa Bay. I mean, Odell still has it. I mean, if you watch the video that his dad put up, he's wide open. Like, and the plays are there to be made. So let's see what happens. I mean, we'll know. I mean, we got the money for it, and we really need to add some talent here. So I think it's worth it. I mean, at this point in the season, what do we have to lose?
Yeah. Did you see the comment from go ahead.
No, I agree with Will. You know, I mean, I feel like, you know, the risk reward is definitely in our favor. So, hey, why not? I mean, we're already at the point where it is. Yesterday definitely was convinced that this is a rebuilding year. I mean, at the end of the day, we're still there every week, week in and week out, to go ahead and support our team. But I mean, let's just be honest. Why not just bring him in here? I mean, at the same time, it could be looked at in so many different ways. Like, is it about, broadcasting to go ahead and show one of these elite quarterbacks out there, hey, we're trying to go ahead and put something together for you to come to this team next season? I mean, or is it going to be another fallout? Who knows? You know, is there going to be another kicking net that's going to go ahead and take, you know, OBJ out? We don't know. You know what I mean? So that's just the thing. We just don't know. But at the end of the day, we're not going to know until, you know, we take that risk. And I think we should just do it. I'm all in.
Oh, there was that tweet out there that had said that they had quoted a player from the Browns saying that he was a malcontent. And all the players laughed. It got tweets, retweets. They're like, no one uses the word malcontent. What brother, it's like, he's a malcontent. Like, that is like, you know, manufactured. Yeah. And it was hilarious because I don't ever remember any player I played with saying the word malcontent. You might know the word, but you're like, that guy's a malcontent.
It's like that Dave Chappelle, Jussie Smollett, these guys. Yep. Nobody talked like that.
Yeah. But, like, again, like, me coming from a standpoint of I've hated the way that OBJ – like the me, look at me type. It just on the field, it's just, or I could see where teammates in the past might have seen him and like, dude, this guy can't stop dancing. He can't. It's just like, but again, if the production's there, man. Yeah, I mean, well, the production.
The talent, I should say.
Yeah, since, definitely there.
Since there. If you look at his stats from the last couple of years, it's not been good due to injury. So
Baker,
that's the
Mayfield
thing,
though, too. I don't think they ever had good chemistry.
And he got hurt chasing down an interception, too, that he, like, one of the worst interceptions I've seen. Like, Odell literally went and tackled the guy and blew his ACL out. Like, that's probably what him and Baker don't get along either. Like, he's always throwing poopers to him.
I'm not ready to compare this to, I mean, Jason was out here saying this could be Owens 2.0. I'm not ready to go there. Nah. Owens came here, he was in his prime. Yeah. Like, that was, like, right from the Niners. He was still in the prime of his career. Odell is past his prime at this point. And it's actually crazy. I was just looking him up the other day. He's only 29 years old. I feel like the dude's been in the league for like 10 years now. But still relatively young for a wide receiver.
I just feel like Brian, he's built for the city, man.
Brian wants to know, why are y'all knocking Quez?
I don't think we're knocking Quez. I'm just saying, like, comparatively to all of the hype that was built around him this preseason and leading up to it, he has shown some production, but he hasn't made enough of an impact in this offense for us to say Quez is an absolute must-keep guy. He's a guy that is able to get some big plays in, but that's pretty much it. He's not at Devontae Smith's level, and if that's the case, to me, he's just expendable. That's all he is. Yeah. I mean, he's a great player, but I think he's expendable.
But yeah, somebody, my bad, Chris, real quick. Somebody brought up a key point. I mean, like, bro, we're talking about a Pro Bowler wide receiver, getting him for nothing. Do it. Make it happen.
No, but the thing with Quez, though, is like, we weren't knocking Quez. It's production, though. And like I said, though, Jalen has to get them the ball. Like, Rager, like, everyone's knocking Jalen Rager, and like, people are like, oh, like, where'd Quez Watkins go? It's like, they're not getting used. They're not getting targets because, like, you saw Jalen Rager finally get some manufactured targets the way that Deebo Samuel was when he was a rookie. Jet sweeps. Jalen Rager goes right down the field. Two first downs, easy. Of course, he rolls his ankle trying to score a touchdown. But at the same time, it's like you finally saw some flashes of usage, any kind of usage. You know what I mean? Like, and who's to say that this team's putting anyone in the right position? We had Jordan Howard up for grabs on the practice squad most of the season. And then he comes in, and the dude's a wrecking ball. Jordan Howard's been amazing everywhere he's been. Chicago, 1,000-yard running back as a rookie. And to go back to Odell Beckham real quick, I mean, this is a guy that has more 1,000-yard receiving seasons. He's 29 years old than our whole franchise has had in, like, the last decade. Like, that's how good he's been. I mean, he was a rookie of the year, and he missed, what, 6-7 games? And I understand that he's not the same player, but, like, 50% Odell Beckham Jr. is still better than what we've had lately, and you're getting him for a bargain. And at a point where the team needs a spark, and it's Howie Roseman. He, like we said, he wants a splash move. He's trying to get people back in the seats. Like, there was, like, 67% capacity at kickoff. Like, people weren't in the seats because fans are frustrated. Like, dude, when you're sitting up there, people are pissed. Like, people are pissed.
And he doesn't have to have the pressure of being a number one wide receiver either. Like I said, Devontae Smith is the number one wide receiver.
They'll help each other out.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's,
from a business standpoint, you know, Odell Beckham would be a quick selling jersey if he had on the green and black. The jersey sales would be through the roof. You know,
hey, man, I like the 13.
If I'm an owner and I want to get people in the seats and I want to get people talking about the Eagles and bring in OBJ, you know what? It's a quick money grab. There's a lot of things.
Jacksonville did with Tebow.
I don't know, man. Like I said, I like the log on the fire aspect. Like, yeah, it could be. I want to turn on the reality show. Let's make it interesting.
It was so boring last night that people were literally looking at my parlay trying to hit in our section. Like, people were like, man, like, this game sucks. Like, this is brutal. it was so funny. Like, so I literally needed one more yard from Goddard, and it got into the fourth quarter, and everyone's like, oh my God, he's not going to get it. And then he got that last play. Our whole section went nuts. Everyone's like, let's go. Like, you would have thought every single part, like, everyone's like, what do you mean we're still losing? It's like, no, his parlay hits. Shout out to section 242. Like, Gail came up to me at the car after the game. He's like, dude, like, I almost fell asleep. I'm like, yeah, like, it was like, it was a lullaby of the same thing. And like, don't get me wrong, like, Jalen put together some really nice drives at the end, like he usually does in games. But like, man, like, that game, you're just like watching the defense just get, it was a slow death watching that defense. Like, you're just like, please just like put us out of our misery.
I just want to be the one to go ahead and mention, I witnessed the man falling asleep. Not only that, but on the phone, trying to go ahead and post something on Twitter. Bro. He literally was about to fall.
Who, Gail?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I had 1 hour of sleep. Like, I literally could not fall asleep. The excitement for the Eagles is that I got a problem. Okay. Yeah. I'm admitting it. I have during Eagle games, I cannot go to sleep. So I get to the tailgate. We're doing our whole thing. By the end of the, I'm telling Prime, I was like, yo, man, I can't, bro. I was like, do you want to go for a coffee run? We're asking security guards.
Security, like, yo, like, we went up to
you know, where's some coffee? Like, I don't coffee. You want some beer? I got some beer for you. I was like, so then I look at Prime. Like, I was like, we got to get back to our seats. Like, yo, there's some ice cream over there. There's sugar in that. That'll keep me up. So I go over and get some. Two grown ass dudes. You want some? What kind of ice cream you want, bro? Give me Rocky Road. And so I get my ice cream. Prime's got his ice cream. We're walking, you know, trying to get back to our seats. I'm like, yo, I got to use the bathroom right quick. So now Prime's holding my ice cream. I get back. Oh, I'm like, yo, give me my ice cream. He drops my spoon on the ground.
My bad.
As everyone's walking by, I got to go get my spoon, bring it back to the bathroom, wash it off. Hope I don't get the Rona.
Get another spoon. What do you mean?
They don't have spoons. We got to get back to our seats.
In BYOS? What the fuck is
there's
this?
No, it is. There's a spoon inside the thing.
The dots. Ice cream.
Dude, you know Doug Peterson somewhere just like hearing this, just like nodding like gotcha. Like Mr. Haagen-Dazs himself, man.
But the sugar worked. I was
It didn't stop me from eating my ice cream.
I had the same sort of thing going on last night. I had actually fallen asleep. You ever fall asleep with your eyes open? I started snoring. And I was like, I'm still watching TV. What's going on, bro?
Gail tried to throw it back at me like, yo, you fell asleep. Like, what?
Bro fell asleep, too.
I didn't fall asleep. I'm watching the game the whole time.
Prime had his mask on, just hearing him snoring.
Hey, I also want to give a shout out to Chris, man. I want to shout Chris out, man. He's to the right. Chris from VA. Yes. You know, he's a legend at the tailgate, but he also, man, you know, he helped us out getting a couple spots, a couple tailgates, and is always bringing water to the tailgate. Wants to make sure everyone's hydrated. But if you need a guy, we don't want you to take our guy from home, but if any tailgate, you want a successful tailgate, you need people like Chris at it. So Chris and VA, just want to give you a shout out for and give you your flowers. That's what we want to do, give you your flowers. So the real ones that came to the tailgate, we were giving out flowers to people. You know, obviously we saw some videos out there of an Eagle fan throwing fly. Come on, when did this become like a thing? Like, they threw a jersey at him last week, and you threw flowers at him this week. Like what is this? Like, we might poke and jest of like the flower, like, but we wore flowers at our tailgate in support of, regardless of whatever. At the end of the day, we're Eagle fans, right? So we have flower power. So the real ones that got it, they got it instantly. But the people that roll up on you, what's with the flowers? I'm like, are you even an Eagle fan? Yeah. But what's your guys' take? Sorry, Evan, with the fan base throwing flowers at Sirianni after the game.
Uncalled for, man.
You shouldn't be throwing anything at anybody. But there is also like a lot of Eagles fans I noticed that were kind of out of touch with what the whole flower thing even had to do with anything. I went to the bathroom at one point and I just ended up hearing this conversation. about like I walked by this guy and he must have asked something along the lines of like, what's with the flowers? And then the other guy had to go in and explain, like, you know, Nick Sirianni had made the statement, blah, 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 blah. I think there's a lot of people that don't even know what we're talking about. We just looked like we were growing a garden in the middle of G2. But as far as, I mean, to answer your question, dude, don't fucking throw things at people. Don't throw things at players. Don't throw them at coaches. I mean, that's just being a human being. I mean, don't be an asshole.
I don't understand the whole thing about that, man. The jersey's the 1 week, then the flower yesterday. I mean, like, you know, it's just definitely uncalled for. At the end of the day, I feel the frustration. We feel the frustration. Yeah. But I mean, there's no need to go that far.
Yeah, you don't ever need to get physical over something like that.
Especially with Nick, man. I mean, like, yo, that man has aged. It's like 20 years since taking this job. Like, his first press conference, man. Like, I understand that, like, his press conferences, they are still not very clean. But he's up there. He's all energized. He's like, let's go, guys. Like, I'm here. Like, let's build something. And now he's just, like, smoking a cigarette. And he's, like, has a bong behind him. He's like, yo, like, throw flowers at me again. I'm gonna burn this whole fucking place down. Like he's fed up, man. He's getting jerseys thrown in front of him. He's got flowers thrown in front of him. He's gonna get like poop and a diaper thrown at him next time, man. Like, the fans are getting wild, man. Like, it's crazy.
Bananas next.
Like, I don't like banana routes, right? I don't like the we're going to roll into it. It's stick your foot in the ground and rip it.
Yeah, bananas might be next.
Yeah, maybe bananas. Shout out to Terry. She actually brought a some flowers, some real actual flowers to the tailgate. Spruce it was a nice little touch. Terry had to tell a couple people. I was like, Terry's the one that brought these flowers. She's like, people were coming out. You know the flowers next to the DJ booth? It's a really nice touch. You guys go all out. I was like, no, that's Terry over there. She helped with flowers.
She's our interior decorator.
They were telling
you. Yeah. Shout out to Terry and her daughter for joining the tailgate. At the end of the day, we had some ups and downs. Like, again, you know, you're trying to, like, as an Eagle fan, right, you're trying to, like, get yourself going for the next week. And I always get back to that, you know, you're dressing yourself up as a clown in the mirror as you get geared up, and like, you're like, I'm doing this again this week. We're not going to Denver. I tell you much. We're going through a breakup phase with the Eagles in terms of getting on planes and traveling 12 hours in a car thing. You know, we're going to let you do your thing. I know you're wilding out, Eagles. We want you to get your shit together. We still love you as always. But, you know, we have a Denver Broncos team who beat the Cowboys. We also have a Raider team who also lost to the Giants. So you have these, some interesting opponents coming up, and you're like, who are the Giants and who are the Broncos? I mean, so like this whole idea of like, hey man, we can get through these other games easy breezy. I can't tell you what the Eagles are going to do in the next couple weeks. I can't. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're a completely unpredictable team, but that's, I feel like that comes with the territory of not being one of the top teams in the league. If you're a top team in the league, you can go into 90% of your games and have the expectation that you're going to go in there and win. If you are a middle dweller, like how we currently are right now, where we really don't have that identity of being a good team consistently in one sphere of the game, week in and week out, then anything can happen. It's one of those any given Sunday teams that we have where we could come out there, completely ball out, blow out a team like Detroit, and then, you know, get embarrassed the very next week.
Jacob says, Walmart can even grow flowers, so why the hell can't Nick make hit the flower sprout yet? DC is still salty about that beating we put on the Vikings in the NFC Championship game, so he decided to join the Eagles and just call a bunch of BS to get back at us fans.
The only explanation.
I don't know, dude. Any pot, like, we'll talk about the positives. We've been bashing for a good 50 minutes. Speaking truth.
Nick Sirianni. I really do believe that he has found balance in the offense. I feel like we are seeing more guys get a little bit more involved. I mean, that's why obviously, it's hard to find a balance. I mean, we weren't balanced. We ran a lot more than we were throwing, but it worked, though. I mean, like, the LA Chargers are a good team. I know that they've been slouching the last couple weeks, but to lose by a field goal against a team like that and to be getting gouged like that on defense, I mean, that's the one thing I can say. Nick Sirianni is finding a little bit of balance, and you can tell that the guys aren't checked out yet. We really need these vets to step up, man. Like, if we could just, like, take BG's heart and like put that energy in Fletcher Cox right now, it would be terrific, because like I keep hearing from people, because like I'm watching the games, we're watching the games, like there's plays where he literally just stands up, like he won't even be in his stance yet when the whole like shift a gap, and he'll just stand up and do nothing, and like that sucks, man, because like I love Fletch, like the dude's played his heart out for us, but like right now, man, it is bad. Like, he is not – he's like – you wouldn't know if Milton Williams is playing. You wouldn't know if someone in the, tailgate is playing right now. Like, Fletcher – you don't hear his name called once during the game. Like, and – but, yeah, back to the positives, though, sorry. But Nick Sirianni's doing a better job, and whoever threw flowers at him, karma.
Another positive, Devontae Smith came out and balled. He could have had 2 touchdowns yesterday. Again, like since training camp to joint practices to practice to now in games, dude's pretty much always open. If you get him some rhythm and some timing with this quarterback, you know, I had this question, this conversation. I'm not sure if it was with Chris or someone else, but just if you're talking about like, can you put this? Remember, we talked about there's so much on Jalen Hurts' plate. If you had a quarterback who you could put all of this on his plate, do you guys think the offense would run smoother? Do you think you'd see more? You know, like how many other? This is like the thing I love about like good quarterbacks, like the elite quarterbacks. Everybody's involved. Everyone eats. Not. Yeah, we how many yards? 116 yards of the 160 something yards that we passed for went to Devontae. Like yeah. An elite quarterback spreads the wealth here. So I would like to see. I don't know, man.
I think it's more than that though too. I think like I feel like you're kind of without saying it, you're talking about like Russell Wilson, like a guy like Russell Wilson. If you were to bring him in here, the one thing that I also think that kind of differs between him and a young quarterback like Jalen Hurts is composure, man. Like if you just look at Jalen Hurts's feet, man, on these dropbacks, he's all over the place. He's a mess. He gets very flustered, very easy. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know where to go. He doesn't know how to sit in the pocket. Russell Wilson's a guy who's been doing this shit for years, man. He knows how to stick in the pocket. He knows when to take off. He knows how to get positive yardage. So that's a simple, like, you know, why one is better than the other right there. I think Russell Wilson just has leagues more composure right now. And that's something that Jalen Hurts can grow and get better at. But Russell Wilson has time in this league right now. He has a lot more experience.
Well, I have a real question for you, Evan. Is the amount of composure that Russell Wilson has unlimited?
Unlimited composure. When you date a guy, when you get date a girl like Sierra, man, you got to keep it cool. He keeps it cool.
Oh, listen, but now my take on the positive, I definitely got to give a shout out to Jordan Howard. The way he came through yesterday, man, the way he was playing, he was hungry. 17 attempts for 71 yards. I mean, he was balling, man. Chris mentioned it earlier. Everywhere he played at, man, the dude balls. Chicago, Miami, here. I mean, he's doing his thing. I don't know, man. It's just crazy. You know what I mean? You sit here and you think, like, damn, did Jeff and Howie finally give Nick the permission to go ahead and run the ball? Because you see the difference that it makes. So I'm not taking nothing away from the offense, man. They're finally putting it together. We don't have the best offense out there. We never said that we have the number one offense, but we have weapons. And it looks like that they're finally utilizing it the correct way. Now the defense is just where most of the frustration is just coming out of. But I'm going to stay on the positive. Yes. Offense, Jordan Howard doing their thing. Running game, we actually do have a running game. Let's keep on using it. Let's keep on, you know what I mean, pounding the ball like we've been doing.
I think you guys bring up some great points as far as positivity. And quite frankly, I agree with all your points. I think that everything you said about Jalen, about, you know, the defense, about the offense. My thing, I was talking at the tailgate yesterday and I brought up a certain name. My God, I'm built like a fucking brick shit house in that picture. So I'm talking at the tailgate yesterday and there seems to be a large majority of people that are sleeping, don't know anyone by the name of Aaron Sipos. Listen, people. I sit here and I come on here. I have my tongue in cheek comments. Punters are people too. Specialists are people too. Bro is balling out every single punt. He's down inside the 5. There's people that are fans of this team and have no idea who he is. You want to talk about? We have such little things to talk about with this team with consistency. He's been the most consistent player on this team. MVP. Put respect on the man's name.
Hey, you'd love it. My boy was a college punter. His fantasy name in our league is Simpin' for Sipos.
He's a beast, bro. He's
having a great year, man.
Yeah. I mean, all right, is it Sipos or Sipos?
I think it's Sipos, but
Sipos.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was going to say, I was like, we don't even know how to say his man's name.
It's my hero. That's what it is.
He's Sip Boss to me.
MVP.
Now, all right, Ev, you still for your birthday have yet to choose out, pick your jersey.
I did choose. I said Devontae Smith.
He did.
Did he?
Pay attention. Yeah. Pay attention, dude.
And we haven't gotten you. So should we get your Sip Boss jersey? Should we put your money where your mouth is?
Don't put my money. My money's no good.
Hey, we can make it happen, Evan. We can make it happen. You be the
He's
first.
Like, well, I'm not gonna wear a jersey.
I think it's a great idea. As a matter of fact, we can actually put Sip Boss MVP. Sip Boss MVP.
It's growing on me. And as embarrassed as I am to say, I totally did have a David Akers jersey back in the day.
That's a great jersey, man.
I don't know if you're going to call me out for it.
Most points scored, man. Legend.
Not at all, man. Not at all.
AJ says, Gale is still sweepy. I told the guys, I said, I slept for 13 hours yesterday. And then I dropped off Chris after the tailgate.
You're on that Evan sleeping schedule.
And then he's like, yo, check out this cheese, because they're talking about food. I'm like, in these local restaurants by him, they start bringing up cheesesteaks. And I was this, Evan, you'll be happy to know that I didn't get a cheesesteak. And I was just like, since I didn't get one of your cheesesteaks, I was like, I got to get a cheesesteak now, because I missed out on Evan's cheesesteak. So I got a cheesesteak at, what was the name of the place that I went to, Chris?
Leo's.
So I get the cheese
voted.
He said it. They won 2019 best in Delco. So I went after the game, drove there, got a cheesesteak. The guys talking about the Eagles. I'm like, the last thing I want to do is talk about the Eagles right now. I did anyway.
Yeah.
Got my cheesesteak, brought it home, ate half of it. Mid bite, my brother says, you fell asleep with a cheesesteak on your chest. And he's like, I took the cheesesteak, put it on the on the plate, and I said, I woke up and I was like, yo, how long have I been asleep? He's like, oh, you fell asleep, you started snoring. So I got cheese fries and a cheesesteak on me, and I didn't even get to finish that other half. So yeah,
Dwayne did fumble the bag there. We needed a picture of that.
AJ, we've been saying that for years. AJ, we've been making this comment for years.
Now Chris says, Evan's cheesesteaks are elite. They are elite.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very, very elite.
No, Chris is elite. I miss him at the tailgates, man. That energy, man.
Oh yeah. Chris always wearing dapper gear. He almost looks like he could be Morgan Freeman's grandson. Always dapper, elegant, distinguished. But yeah, I was gonna ask another question. Should we get a bigger grill? Is the question.
Yeah, it was thrown out there.
I could pump out a lot quicker.
Hey, listen, sure.
I can only cook like 4 or 5 steaks at a time.
With the DJ pumping up the music, you know, I mean, he started throwing some jams on yesterday, and I told Evan, like, this is the point where you need to start, you know what I mean, you need to start getting it going. Hey, man, those things were chopping. They were chopping away. So you go with the beat, you know what I mean?
Shout out to Mr. Ross, who was also at the tailgate. He said Evan was definitely doing his thing on the grill.
Oh, yeah. I hooked him up with some cheesesteaks for sure.
So Evan's becoming the celebrity now.
Real talk. So this last tailgate, I want to throw a recommendation out there. We show up with a limited meat is expensive, people. So we show up with a limited amount of cheesesteaks, and it's usually first come, first serve once I throw that grill on. I fired up the grill, started sauteing my onions, and there was a line that was already forming already with people just single file ready to put in their cheesesteak order. So if you want a chance at a cheesesteak, you got to get these tailgates early, people.
Let it be known you ain't getting one before prime. Let it be known.
Yeah, Prime's the only one on this panel that got one. Jacob says, oh, here's my
question. Step your game up. Wake up. Open your eyes.
Bruh, I've been out 1 hour sleep. So here's my question from Jacob. He says, first time in Philly, should I try Gino's, Pat's, or Evan cheesesteak? Like, I'm not going to lie. I get this question every week. So it's very like
are those
you
three
could say,
your options every week, or is it usually the first two?
Well, the new thing is Evan's cheesesteak. So here we go. Here's the first time a week.
Yeah, you could definitely make an Evan's cheesesteak happen. Just come to the tailgate, like Evan said, first come, first serve. So pay attention when you see that grill's up and running. Get there. You know, I mean, yesterday was by far the first time that we had a line the way we did, but that's because the man is only getting better and better as the tailgates go. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you, those onions, the way that man puts in the work with the onions, that's what makes the cheese steak. So shout out to Evan, you know what I mean, for making this shit happen. Because he
is a lot of amateur cooks out there, they don't know that you got to let those onions soften up.
Listen,
bro.
You
got to let them get nice
and you taught me something new. Yeah. You taught me something new because I'm sitting there and I'm watching you do this thing and I'm like, wow, these things are really going to be hitting. And look, the lines was just, you know what I mean? Yo, come a couple more tailgates. We're going to have a line that's going to eventually wrap around. Okay.
If the Eagles put this much attention to detail in the team that we put in the hot dogs and the onions and the cheesesteaks, we would not be this bad. Like, I swear. Like, we are meticulous with that. Like, people were watching me cut the hot dogs and
Chris too, man. I mean, look, 1 minute, I felt like the man ended up cooking like 80 hot dogs in like less than 5 minutes.
One minute I looked, they're there.
The next minute, he's like, I'm done. What the like? Where the hell do they go?
I need more space for to be able to chop up my cheesesteaks and everything. And he's just got to really throw the hot dogs on the grill. And I was saying that before we started the show is that like I dropped the spatula after like an hour and a half of cooking. I was like, you know what? I'm retiring for the day. All the meat's gone. I got nothing left to cook. Chris, you're on the grill. I went and get a beer. Went and turned around. All the hot dogs are already cooked. 10 minutes later. I'm like, what? I'm jealous of this guy.
He's done. He killed it. You know what I mean? Shout out to both of y'all, man. Keeping, you know what I mean, everybody that was hungry, well taken care of.
Thank God for the tailgates, man, because these home games, man, we got to win at home, man. Like, I take that to heart, the home field advantage. Like, some of my best memories in life are Eagles home wins. So it's been a very frustrating year.
So real quick, to answer Jacob's question about the cheesesteaks, neither Geno's, neither Pat's. Their shits are overrated, man. Those are after the club spots.
And even if I wasn't in the list there, I would have said the same thing too.
Yeah, definitely not one of
them. Just great. We'll never get them as a sponsor ever.
Ever. Great
games. It's all right. we've got 500 different cheesesteaks.
Hey, but when Ev gets this thing patented and trademarked, we're gonna be rich because we're gonna open up Evans. We'll have Evan back there cooking.
We could do shows from on remote in the restaurant.
Right. So Jacob's saying where to go. I mean, we can DeLisandro's. Like,
you got DeLisandro's. You got Jimmy's. You got Ishka Bibbles. I see Ishka Bibbles up there. You got Sonny's on Market, Third and Market.
Jandro's Pork.
Yep.
You got plenty of places out here, man. But you know what I mean?
Phillips. Check out Phillips.
I'm unfamiliar with Phillips. I haven't had it. But I can definitely verify Jim's.
Tony Luke's.
Tony Luke's all right.
Better than Pat and Gino's.
Steve's good.
Should we do a test run? Should we go out and taste all these?
Say no more. Let's make it happen.
Do apply a blind taste test? Throw my cheese in there?
Let's do that.
We should just visit. Because I was thinking, when you catch L's, you start thinking about the dumbest shit. I'm sitting like,
I catch L's even when we win. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm thinking dumb shit even when we win.
But if we did eat a cheesesteak every week, would we have a heart attack by the end of the year?
Dog, I used to work in the restaurant where I got these steaks.
I'm thinking, I might have a heart attack
every day. He ate a cheesesteak every day.
We're Eagles fans. We have like 50 heart attacks a year, man. Like, it's just sitting in that stadium. Like, I literally have to like check my pulse like throughout the game. What?
Should we check AJ for this one? Wow. She said, Wawa's cheesesteak ain't bad either.
I don't know. Yeah, I never did that. I don't think I could do that. Sorry, AJ. I can't vouch for that. I literally have it right down the street. I can't do that. Hell no.
Wawa cheesesteaks. That's like the teenagers that are like wasted on like Vladimir Vodka. They're like, and like smearing on the screen. Yeah. They get the cheesesteak. They like are dropping it on the sidewalk. I'm good.
I think AJ's sweepy.
You know what? Prime, you might be familiar with this too. Being as you're from Camden, have you ever had donkey steaks?
Donkeys. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Donkeys.
A lot of people sleep on donkeys, bro.
They sleep on it.
Yeah.
Listen, man, it's just the perfect size steak sandwich that I highly recommend. Circular roll. Yeah. Circular roll, sesame seed at that. Yo. You don't know. Trust me. Come and check your boy out. Or matter of fact, the four of us, we could get together. Yeah. I'm gonna put y'all right, down.
We gotta go on a tour. We'll do an all season tour.
We've got one positive thing out. We got one positive out of this podcast. We should just do a cheesesteak tour and just you can't tell people the right information if you haven't tried every single cheesesteak place in Philadelphia, right? Right.
It's true.
And maybe I will die of a heart. I'm not gonna even say it. I'm not gonna speak anything in existence. I'm not gonna even say it.
Throw it out there, man. Throw this question out there. This is just too hilarious to just let swing by. Throw that question up. This from Jacob. Should I bring my season with me, bro? if you do that, okay, just get ready for the repercussions you're gonna go ahead and get.
Walking around like Buddy the Elf with his own personal syrup.
Don't do that. We're good over here, man. Evan has it handled, you know what I mean? And if anything, I'll bring some adobo. Adobo will always come through for anything you want to go eat, but nah, we're good over here, bro. Appreciate that, but we're good.
Don't let my skin confuse you. I do know what seasoning is, and I use it.
Hey, if Evan starts putting raisins in the steak and cheese, I will the cheese steaks. I will whoop that ass.
I will smack the white off that boy.
Shout out to Dick and Mr. Dick Ross and Chris up, and they've while the show has been another positive. Chris and Mr. Ross they're going to carpool because they're both from the upstate New York area. So they're
nice.
Going to come to a game together. See what happens.
Nice.
And they are going to MetLife. So Evan said you're in for MetLife.
Sure. Yep.
Way to put it. Sure.
Chris, Chris, are you in for MetLife?
I don't know. My mental health.
Whoa! This guy, that's a road trip, man.
It's a road trip. That, 95.
Get in the car. It'd be a good time. Prime's in. I already know. I don't even have to ask Prime.
Don't ever have to ask.
Okay.
Don't even have to ask.
Yeah. Evan said it on camera. He said he's in.
Yeah, I know. You guys use your muscle on me.
He's like, you guys forced me to go to Eagle game, man. How dare you, man?
I'm here, Ev. I didn't even touch you.
They forced me to eat cheesesteaks and go to Eagle game.
Yeah, you got it.
I don't know. I know the
get in the goddamn Prime. Car.
I know Prime is hungry. I know Ev is still working at this moment. I have to go back to work. Chris, I don't know. You're probably gonna watch the Sixers game.
I might go finish my cheesesteak, bro. I had
talking about this goddamn food, man. We gotta go.
Gail went last night after you dropped me off. I was literally at home, like just like sitting eating like crackers and cheese, man. So I woke up and when I got off later, I'm like, I'm gonna go get a cheesesteak. I got a cheesesteak.
Yo, he sent me a text. He was like, yo. Now I think I got to get a cheesesteak, like earlier this afternoon.
It put him to sleep, man. That's how good it was.
All right. I just read my private chat from Ev. I can't share what that says, but yeah, man. For everyone that came to the tailgate, shout out to Bud Light for powering the tailgate. Always a pleasure to work with you guys. Tina again. Conchi is always amazing. Everyone was loving the tomato pies. Ev and Chris for the grill, man. You guys killed it again. Appreciate you, your service. Appreciate JT. He came to the tailgate. It was military appreciation. And got hooked up pair of Vans. Shout out to Gio who showed up. Celebrity, and shout out to Prime for giving him the mini Prime helmet was prime, also key. Prime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to DJ Lowski for holding it down. Also turned shout out up, to bro. Natalie Eganoff who showed up to the tailgate as well. She had a good time. She was supposed to work, but she ended up her shoot got canceled because they were going to do a shoot. But she came down there with her friends and just had a good time. So that's what it is. At the end of the day, it's all about having a good time. With good people. We will see you at the next tailgate, November, was that 17th?
21st.
Game.
I want to touch on this right before we leave. Us right now, he's talking about us in here, is the perfect evolution of beards from Chris to me to Prime to Gil. To Sultan.
Bing, 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 bing. Chris, a couple months ago, beard. Evan had us all beat. You know?
I gave up.
Good. I just say that's the last words from us. We got some positive. We did get some positives. This show started off very negative, very, you know, but I'm feeling good. I'm going to get a cheesesteak. I'm going to eat the other half.
Me too, bro. Me too, bro. Stop. Me too, bro.
Let's go.
We'll see you guys soon. We'll probably do it. We will do a show on the upcoming Broncos versus Eagles. Eagle fans, stay up, man. It's a long ride. But if you're not with us at when we're at our lowest, then who are you?
Okay? Yeah, kick rocks.
But fly Eagles, fly, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Go Birds.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards. Save.